Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stacy Hunke is here. Stacy is a new friend. She's the founder of communications experts at Stacy Hunke, Inc. She's a communication expert. You may have read her bylines in a number of publications. She's the author of two books, at least that I know of. The new one's called Influence Redefined, Be the Leader You Were Meant to Be Monday to Monday. And she's our new friend, Stacy Hunke. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
It's good to have you here. So as a grizzled old salesman, I've spent my life trying to learn how to become a better communicator. Because that's what salespeople do, right? We try to influence people through our communication skills. And so in my life, I have been accused of being an interrupter, and that's the thing that you're here to talk about today is the good, the bad, and the ugly of interrupting, right?
I would love to talk about that topic.
Well, and of course, part of the source of my accusations have come from the other side of my marital situation, my wife, and maybe I should say my wives. I've only had two. Anyway,
okay.
So there has been this consistent thing about interruption. I admit to that, but I think maybe that's the only thing they'll agree on. But also, you know, I'm a talk show host, so I interrupt people. I do it professionally, sometimes because I have to, sometimes because I'm just rude. You know, I probably shouldn't. So when do we, is there good, bad, and ugly to interrupting?
The good, the bad, the ugly, interruptions when they're constant. And a lot of people, I'm realizing, they don't even realize that they interrupt. When it's constant and it starts to become what you're known for, starts to become representing your reputation, your personal brand, yeah, there's a problem there. Because you suddenly are communicating to your listeners when you interrupt that you don't care, you're not listening, the conversation is always about you. The times that it is good, and you and I were talking a little bit about this before we started the show today, is when the person you're talking to is long-winded, takes a long time to get to the point.
Like a talk show host.
There you go. And there's points where you just have to redirect. Perhaps our listeners are leading a meeting. You're trying to get to the next thing on your agenda. Those are the times where the interruption is for the benefit of both the listener and the speaker. You want to, though, make sure that you catch not interruptions during someone talking. Interrupt when they've got that breath, even if it's just a second. There's just a little bit more respect to that concept.
One of the things that I learned a long time ago, which is not to say that I practice it perfectly all the time, but one of the things I learned how to do, and I know how to do if I will do it, I learned in sales training long, long, long time ago, and that was something called wait 3 seconds.
Okay.
And the idea is when someone's talking to you, if you'll plan to wait 3 seconds after you think they're done, several things will happen. Number one, because you're going to give yourself 3 seconds, that's plenty of time to formulate your response, so don't worry about that right now. Number two, it'll allow you to listen better.
Right.
And number three, you won't interrupt them if they really weren't done. most people won't stop and wait 3 seconds before they start back again. So 3 seconds, and you know, even if it's 2.5 seconds, maybe that works too. So anyway, what do you think about that?
Well, you're hitting on a good point, because this whole idea of as you're waiting to interrupt, you should be thinking about why are you going to interrupt? Is there a purpose behind it? What are you going to say? Make sure it doesn't come across as the conversation is all about you. And that's where I really tie this whole concept of pausing and using the pause to think on your feet, to think about the conversation. And that's a powerful, I mean, that definitely is sales 101. Because sales is all about, we've got to build a relationship. And I don't care what our titles are, what we are doing in the industry, all of us are in sales. Because you're constantly selling your idea to influence others to act on what you want them to do.
So,
I think there's a,
go ahead.
Exactly. One of the big things that I read about in the book is sometimes the people that are interrupting you, it's not their fault. It's actually something that you're doing. And here's what typically happens.
Yeah, that was the first thing that attracted me to your to your pitch was you said, if you're interrupting people, it might not be your fault. I saw. I thought, that I need to talk to that woman.
I'm glad that persuaded you.
Yeah.
Here's what typically happens. And I sit there and I observe individuals in meetings that constantly get interrupted. They're taking too long to get to the point. They speak in paragraphs rather than sentences. All of that tied together, you start frustrating your listeners because they can't follow your message. Again, it comes across as you are caught in your own dialogue. There's a good chance you're going to get interrupted. If you don't get interrupted, they'll go to the other resource, that being the start sending email. Because the email is a lot more interesting than what is happening in front of them.
The one thing that I'm going to have to say, if I'm going to pat myself on the back at all, and with justification, the other times probably not, but this time I think it is. I actually, it's my nature to rehearse what I'm going to say before I say it. I often, I mean, my parents used to tease about that. They see me coming up the sidewalk, and I've got it. They can tell that I'm working on a report for them or something. and I've always done that. And I learned how to tell jokes. If you learn how to tell jokes, the best jokes happen real quick. They don't the punchline doesn't work if you drag out the details. If you learn how to tell a joke quickly, you'll learn how to communicate quickly. And even if you interrupt people, at least you didn't take over. You just stopped them. Maybe. Does that make sense?
You got it. Well, I think that's another topic is. Telling jokes, we touch into the human emotion. And anytime you can tap into someone's passion, their emotion, that's where you grab their attention.
But and people who can't tell jokes are the ones, when somebody says they can't tell a joke, it's because they can't get to the punchline quick enough.
That's it.
Yeah.
They lose people before they even start to get to the punchline.
I love the thing about the guy says, ask me what's the key to comedy. Go ahead, ask me.
What is the timing. Comedy?
Timing. It's timing. Just like interrupting. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Stacey Hunke to help me do a better job when I'm interrupting the ladies. Because they don't like it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me. Oh, by the way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.